Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Well, Ted, we took many, many weeks explaining Passover and the Passover Seder, and it's all about Jesus, and time to move on at last. We're a month and a half after Passover, but we want to remind people that if they would like to get the half-hour special that ran on hundreds of stations this year, we can make it available to them.
Yeah, just write to us through the website, messianicminutes.com. I guess you could write through the street address if you're not driving in your car. It's Post Office Box 14151, Post Office Box 14151, Reading, Pennsylvania, 19612.
Now, all you really have to do is just send an email saying, yes, I'm interested in the half-hour program. We'll give you details about how to get it.
Yeah, and you can get that address that I'm...
It's on the website also.
It's on the website. Yeah, messianicminutes.com. Okay, so we're done with Passover. And right after Passover, Jeff, there's another Levitical feast.
Well, it's actually 50 days later, but it's the next feast on the list and out of Leviticus chapter 23. And it's called Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. Everybody knows it as Pentecost.
Pentecost. The church knows it as Pentecost, but really it is the Feast of Weeks, 50 days after Passover. And of course, it's taken us 50 days to talk about Passover. So we're coming up this weekend on the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Pentecost.
Right, which is 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits, which occurs during the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover. No, don't let us confuse you here. Watch this. Resurrection Day occurred on the Feast of First Fruits, which is the Sunday during what we commonly call Passover. Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's Resurrection Day.
And that's important because Jesus was the first fruit of many brethren to rise from
Hallelujah.
The dead.
Hallelujah. 50 days from that day, the Feast of First Fruits. Now, this is back in Leviticus, long before Jesus walked on the face of the earth, that God said, count 50 days from the day after the Sabbath during Passover, and that will be the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of the Wheat Harvest, where you bring in the wheat and, frankly, it was a time of rejoicing.
Oh, a great time of rejoicing. If you're following in your Bibles, it's Leviticus 23, verse 15, about the counting of the days after Passover and bringing your offering to the Lord. And one of the interesting things about the offering, it says in Leviticus 23, 17, you shall bring from your dwellings two loaves of bread to be waved.
Right. Listen, do you know what a wave offering is, friends? You know, I like to say it's not a loaf of bread baked on a warped cookie sheet. You know? A wave offering is an offering that the high priest took before the altar and literally waved it back and forth, up and down, around and around. He waved it before the altar of God. That's a wave offering.
An interesting thing about this particular wave offering, Jeff, is the two loaves of bread, not one, but two, baked with fine flour and baked with leaven.
Yeah, baked with leaven. And we're going to explain the significance of that in just a moment. What we want you to see here is that this 50-day period from the Feast of First Fruits or Resurrection Day, literally on the Christian calendar, the Jewish people don't acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus. Our Jewish brethren don't do that. So it doesn't mean anything to them. It's first fruits for them.
And first fruits isn't really a big deal holiday. It falls during Passover, and it's kind of lumped together with Passover.
Hardly anybody notices it in the Jewish community, but we notice it because it's Jesus' resurrection day.
Oh, it's such a great day, and like we said, it's the first fruits of many brethren to rise from the dead. Jesus' resurrection gives us hope that we too will not experience that death.
So we're supposed to count 50 days. And that's called the counting of the Omer. We'll explain more about that tomorrow also. What we want you to know is that coming up is what we call Pentecost, or Shavuot is its Hebrew name, and that has significance for us as well. Meanwhile, we want to welcome again to our family of stations Psalm 99.5.
What a great name for a radio station, Amen. Psalm 99.5.
Hallelujah. And they're an FM station, of course, in northern Minnesota and northwest, serving northern Minnesota and northwest Ontario. Glad to have you as part
of
our family.
Yeah, welcome to all our new friends.
Hallelujah.
We're Messianic Minutes. If you're listening from one of our new stations, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, messianicminutes.com.
Yes, you can send us an email, and if the Lord leads, send a financial contribution all through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.